It's a long walk in the winter. It's against crisp air and sparse cold. I'm rushing down Walnut Street, trying to get home. It was a long day to begin with, without adding the night. It's a while yet until I get to sleep and a pill. Sidewalk, come on, it's level, and the line I'm crossing is green. And I'm under my own spell, that everything's worse than it seems. Well, the cold pervades, proliferates, wraps around my hands and crawls up my sleeves. Time passes, the light fades, and I am coming apart at the seams. Sun is setting on the city, us so slowly off to vacation in the west. But I feel like it's setting on me only in that it's doing its best. I'm so used to the buildings that I pass, but they are the same as passing time. And I try not to think about the people and the lives I live inside. Well, imagine life is technicolor, someone painting the shades into the scenes, and everyone acting from scripts with each other, and they're all off except for me. And every night is my stumble through rehearsal, every day is my actor's worst dream, cause I never know the right thing to say. I am coming apart at the seams, at the seams, at the seams, the seams. My front porch is a consolation. My door, a sigh of relief. The stairs are invigorating. My room is a reprieve. And then I open my mouth, and the room is filled. No words come pouring out. My guts are spilled. It's a shame I can only find my voice between four lonely walls of brick and concrete. But I don't really ever have a choice. It's just something about emptiness in me. Outside, I feel a little out of focus. Around other people, I sing a little out of key. I wonder if anyone will notice that I am, that I am, that I am, that I am, that I am.